you hear a lot of bad news about bushfires, but there was an amazing news story out of the Mugumba fire yesterday. So that is between Bindoon and Moora in the wheat belt, and this was a very serious situation. It was one of those three emergency warning levels in WA yesterday. Now, somehow in the middle of all of that, volunteers managed to find a missing 12-year-old boy who was driving himself across paddocks trying to get away from the fire. Thankfully, he's safe and well and back with family. Now, Craig Spencer is a member of the Bindoon Bushfire Brigade. He was there. Craig, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, well, we were out on the fire yesterday afternoon, and we're actually in the middle of a paddock just putting out some grass fire where a ute approached us, and Lucas's brother was in there looking very concerned. So he reported that his 12-year-old brother had gone missing. We obviously radioed in to all other units to let them know. And then we all sort of started to do a bit of a search to see if we could find him. So we were lucky not long thereafter, about an hour after, we were patrolling on the northern flank of the fire and came across Lucas pulled up in his ute. And so we went over and had a chat to him. And he was a very scared young fella. So we made sure we took the keys out of the car and got him to shoot over to the passenger seat, and we drove up out of the fire ground and went to the closest roadblock where the police were and handed him over to the police so they could contact his family.
I imagine there would have been relief all round. Conditions at the time that you found him, what were they?
They were very bad. The fire was at that stage very much out of control and uncontained and ferocious, so that the land speed at the moment at that time was about, it was moving about 11 k's an hour, so very fast across wheat stubble and paddock. So we were moving at pace, so yeah, we're glad we got him out of there.
Just approaching 20 to 9 on ABC local radio, and you're listening to the voice of Craig Spencer from the Bindoon Bushfire Brigade. Craig, you've just explained the conditions there looking pretty dicey at the time. How did the boy get separated from his family?
I'm not quite sure of the details. I believe what happened was that his brother had gone out in one of the cars with a fire ute on the back to try to put the fire out. And I think Lucas might have just, I suspect based on his appearance, he just wanted to get out himself. So to his credit, he grabbed the puppy and threw the puppy in the back. And he certainly knew how to drive a car. He probably knows how to drive a manual better than me because I hadn't driven one for about 20 years. But he was, you know, a typical farm boy. He was pretty clever. I think the problem was he just didn't quite know where to go, and it was hard to see with all the smoke, so I think he probably panicked a bit. And when we found him, he was pulled up on the side of the road. He didn't quite know where to go from there.
You're all volunteers, Craig, so you know you live by as well. This must have all felt rather close to home for you. You can imagine that community knows each other really well and that everyone would have been really concerned for this young fella's welfare.
Yeah, look, it's a great little community up here. Bindoon's a great little town, and Mugumba up the road. I mean, Bindoon's mostly known for its bakery, which is fantastic. But, you know, the community around here is really good. It's a great farming community. I was so proud yesterday to see, you know, we're out on this fire trying to pull it up. And while there was lots of volunteer bushfire brigade units, equally there was just as many, if not more, farm units that turned up. So between the farm units and ourselves lined up in a row trying to pull this thing up, it was pretty impressive.
And what are your volunteers numbers like, Craig? Do you need a bit of bolstering to assist with this difficult fire season?
Look, absolutely. I think, you know, the best time to volunteer for fire brigades and things like that was, you know, 6 months ago because you've got to do a fair bit of training, but the second best time is right now. I know each unit I'm aware of is seeking more volunteers. I've been doing it for a few years now and it's a fantastic experience. I think the level of teamwork and community spirit that you get from being involved was great. So it's something worth doing. I know DFES works really well with us on a current campaign that got to try to encourage more volunteers. So if you go to their Facebook pages and website, there's details there. But our local Shire, Chittering Shire, is really supportive as well of us. In fact, the new CEO there's joined this year, so he was out on his first fire season with us and he was pretty busy as well.
I'd bet.
Craig, just one final question before we let you go. How are things looking today after all of the drama over the weekend?
Look, I'm looking out the window now to the north and there's smoke haze everywhere. I think we'll be getting retasked again to either that fire or across the Gil Woodbridge, I'd suspect. So the challenge will be, the volunteers can only do so much. I mean, I'm very grateful. My employers, the Royal Flying Doctor Service, and they're very supportive, giving me the time off work to be here. But a lot of the other guys are self-employed. So, like, our captain runs a pest control business, so when he's on the fire ground, he's not earning income. So our challenge is that we need more volunteers, so it is something really worthwhile getting involved in.
Thank you for that, Craig. That's Craig Spencer, a member of the Bindoon Bushfire Brigade, also chair of the State Government's Voluntary Community Reference Group. He's just stepped down as the chair of Volunteering WA.